Our next item, public hearing, is change of zone number 1828, Coastal Club, also known as the Marine Farm.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend change of zone number 1764, ordinance 7070, conditions 17A and 17D to extend the time frame 1 year for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 373 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax maps are District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5, and 334, Map 11, Parcels 395 through 396. And there was an exhibit booklet and a staff analysis submitted into the record. Thank you.
Just before we begin on this, did you?
Yeah, can I recuse myself?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Yes, Mr. Robinson.
For the benefit of the commission, and I'm hopefully not stealing too much of Mr. Fuqua's thunder, the Coastal Club is a large residential project that's had county approvals for quite some time, actually. And there's also, as part of those approvals, improvements that are required for the Jimtown Road area in that neighborhood. Tonight's hearing is related to solely the extension of the time period in which they have to take care of constructing two of those improvements. We're not talking about whether to amend anything having to do with the Coastal Club or even to amend anything having to do with the improvements between Jimtown. It's strictly whether it's appropriate or not to extend the time frame for the Jimtown Road improvements, I'll call them, through May 22, 2018. I just want to make that so that we're clear on the record about what we're talking about, what we're not talking about. So that's all that we're dealing with this evening. Thank you.
Okay. I see we drew someone out of retirement tonight.
Mr. Stevenson, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I am representing the applicant, Coastal Club, LLC. With me, behind me, are Mr. Shell and Mr. Gordy with the applicant, Mr. Crouch from Davis, Bill & Friedle, and Mr. Horsey, who will be doing the construction work that I'm going to be talking about. As was stated, there was an exhibit packet submitted that I'll be referring to. This is an application for a time extension for two conditions of the RPC approval of Coastal Club. Specifically, revised condition number 17A required construction of a sewer transmission system for homes located in Jimtown, which is adjacent to Coastal Club, and those improvements were to be done by May 22, 2017. And the other condition is condition number 17D, and that required construction of a sidewalk within the northeast side of the Jimtown Road right-of-way, also by March 22, 2017. And for the reasons I'll explain, we are requesting a one-year extension from May 22, 2017 to May 22, 2018, or approximately 8 months from now, for completion of the work. This is a bit of an unusual situation because when this application was originally presented, only Mr. Wheatley was on the commission at that time, and I believe Mr. Robertson was the attorney at that time. The conditions were revised at a later time. Mr. Ross had joined the commission at that time, but obviously the remaining commission members have no idea what this is all about. So, not to prolong your evening, but I do want to provide some history and some background because I think it is very important to understand why this extension is needed. The original RPC was approved by the County Council on April 19, 2005, and the working name of the development at that time was the Marine Farm, and the original developer was Marine Farm LLC. I represented that developer on that application, so I'm very familiar with the history of this development. Marine Farm was requesting approval for 630 residential units on 373 acres of farmland and woodland. The land was located adjacent to an older established residential community along Jimtown Road known as Jimtown. The developer at that time recognized that the proposed RPC would have a significant impact on that area and on the Jimtown community. So as part of its presentation, it voluntarily offered to do infrastructure improvements to Jimtown at the developer's expense. And those improvements would include central sewer, central water, streetlight, sidewalks, and road improvements. The developer offered these improvements to the residents of Jimtown and requested that the county council make that offer a condition of the RPC approval, and that was done. Now, this is significant because the county council would not have the authority to require those types of off-site improvements to be done by a developer, because these basically were for private benefit. Again, it was offered by the developer. The developer requested that we made a condition, so that's why it was a condition. Now, at that time, quite frankly, to the developer's surprise, the Jimtown residents were in disagreement about the offered improvements. Some strongly wanted them, some strongly opposed them. As engineering plans were being prepared over the next year, it became increasingly clear that the economy was slowing down, and before any site work began on the development, as you will recall, the economy entered into the Great Recession, and almost all development work stopped, and land values pretty much crashed. As with many projects, the developer of this project defaulted on its loans. The lender became the de facto owner of the property. Again, as you recall, that recession dragged on for several years. In normal times, the approval of this development would have been voided, but county council during that period of time approved several time extensions that kept all the approvals valid. In 2012 or 2013, Coastal Club LLC, the applicant before you tonight, acquired the property and began the resurrection of the project. And on-site construction actually began on May 23rd, 2014. The new developer understood the conditions of approval and further understood that it would be the new developer's responsibility to construct the required improvements. But there were a couple glitches that required modification of the conditions. First, the original condition 17A was based on providing sewer service to a private treatment plant within the proposed development. So originally there was going to be a private on-site central sewer. During that long period of inactivity, the county had extended its sewer district out to this area, so it permitted the county actually to serve this site rather than have a private on-site facility. So condition 17A needed to be revised to address these changes of circumstances, the method of providing the service by the county, and the cost associated with the hookups to the county. The second condition, 17D, was a bigger problem because, again, there was disagreement between the residents about sidewalks. And that was reflected in the county council's condition, which stated, and I'll quote this, it did require construction of sidewalks, quote, if desired by the residents of Jimtown, close quote. So the new developer, Coastal Club LLC, had to determine if the residents desired sidewalks. And it quickly became apparent that there was still disagreement over whether the people there wanted that or not. There were discussions with the residents. The developer brought in First State Community Action Agency, Inc. to act as a coordinator between the developer and the residents. A community meeting was held. There was actually votes taken as to people in favor or not in favor of the proposed improvements. The county administrator and Mr. Robertson, the assistant county attorney, participated in that process. And even after all that, it still left disagreement among the residents as to whether they wanted the sidewalks. Those questions became moot, however, because the developer filed an application to modify certain conditions. And after public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission and the county council modified certain conditions and determined that the developer would provide connection to county sewer system, condition 17A, and would provide a sidewalk within the right-of-way of the northeast side of Jimtown Road, condition 17D. So that was decided. These are required. They have to be done. So that issue, as I said, is final, and the developer has no objection to constructing the improvements. The problem became the timing of completing the construction. So although the developer had filed to amend the condition on October 21st, 2014, this is when the condition was revised, the county council's decision wasn't made until August 18th, 2015. And in addition, the county council's decision gave the developer 3 years to construct the improvements, but they backdated the starting date to May 23rd, 2014. So in effect, the 3 years that were granted were really only 19 months by the time that it was actually approved. Between May 23rd, 2014, when the developer actually started work, and August 18th, 2015, when the developer, when the council made their decision, the developer couldn't do any of these improvements because it needed guidance from the county council as to whether they were required or not. That was the modification that was done. So after this final decision was done, the developer started the complicated engineering aspects of the design, and that involved sewer, water, drainage, sidewalk, and road improvements, and they were all interrelated. These weren't separate things, they were all interrelated. And this had to take into account the fact that there was a 50-foot road right-of-way, a limited right-of-way. There were homes located on Jimtown Road with very little front yard setback from the road, so there really wasn't much room in places where there was no room in some places to even try to acquire additional right-of-way. There were drainage issues related to the fact that the road had a higher elevation than the land next to it, with drainage questions. And then, of course, most importantly, there was a question of public safety to make sure these were designed in a safe manner. To summarize the problem, the proposed improvements would normally have required about a 70-foot right-of-way, but it all had to be put in a 50-foot right-of-way. And if you want more detail about what was involved in that, I can have Zach speak, but I would urge you not to do that.
Because of Zach or the...
No comment. Zach did prepare a timeline, which is attached to a letter, which is Exhibit A in your packet, and that shows the attempted solution to these engineering questions were being very diligently pursued. And again, that process has involved area residents, Del Dutt, Denrec, the Fire Marshal's Office, and the Sussex County Engineering Office. When we were coming up to this deadline in the letter, Exhibit A, in the packet, I requested by letter a one-year time extension on April 28, 2017, and asked to be put on the council agenda. However, I was subsequently advised that we would have to actually file a formal application to modify the RPC and amend the conditions, which I filed on May 9th, and of course today is the hearing on that application that I filed on May 9th. That's why the time delay here. So the hearing tonight is that planning and zoning hearing on that application. The good news is that during that period of delay, DelDOT completed its review of the road improvement plans and it issued its letter of approval, and that's dated August 10th, 2017, and that's Exhibit B in the packet that you have there. So DelDOT's approved on everything, things ready to go. And if you'll note in that letter, in Exhibit B, that letter, in bold type, DelDOT states that no daytime lane closures will be allowed along Jimtown Road between May 1st and August 1st. So the plan right now is the developers, contractors, Mr. Horsey, they're prepared to begin construction of the improvements on October 1st of this year, and they will all be completed by May 22nd of next year. As also noted in item 6 of the DelDOT letter, the developer is required to provide 150% security or performance bond based upon the approved itemized construction cost estimates for these road improvements and the other items. So these improvements will be fully bonded to ensure completion. I also want to note that the Sussex County Engineering Department review comments dated September 11th state that the engineering department does not object to the request of time extension. So kind of in summary and conclusion, these improvements will be constructed and will be completed by May 22nd, 2018, approximately 8 months from now. We request your recommendation of approval as to the extension, which would put the extended completion date as May 22nd, 2018. I can assure you the Coastal Club LLC just wants to get this job done, just as much as anyone, and the time extension will permit them to accomplish that. So that's pretty much everything I have to present, and we can answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. I think I'll start with Mr. Wheatley, since you have a lot of history on this, Mr. Wheatley.
Yeah, I mean, I was there from the beginning to end, and I don't really have any questions. I would ask probably Mr. Robertson. My recollection does not differ too much from what the applicant has testified to, but I'm going to ask you the same thing because it's been a while.
No, I would agree with that. You know, I can't sit here and say that the dates are all, you know, just without going back and researching every date that Mr. Fuqua said, but that process is accurate.
Yeah.
And there was an evolution of it.
That's what I remember happening, and we, I think the county bears some responsibility in this situation here, and perhaps we need to address their concern. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I have no questions.
Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
I don't have questions either.
I agree with Mr. Robertson and Mr. Wheatley that I think that what you stated is pretty accurate, at least from the time that I've been on the commission. Ms. Walls, do you have any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse?
No questions.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
I'd like to make one statement.
Well, just one little bit of explanation. The reason it had to come back through is because those dates were in the ordinance, and if technically if they didn't comply, they would have been outside the ordinance, and the county doesn't have the authority to administratively extend those dates without coming back through any more than we can amend an ordinance unilaterally, you know, on anything else. So that's why we're all here in a public hearing. But again, it's just limited to whether or not it's appropriate to extend them out until May 22 of 2018.
Mr. Austin, you had something?
I just want to say I appreciate you explaining this whole thing for our benefit especially.
It's complicated.
It's been a long process, no question about it. Okay, Mr. Fuqua, if you want to take a seat nearby, remind the public that this this conditional change of zone or condition
change of zone
request is specific to the time extension for the sidewalk installation. Does anyone like to speak in favor of the change of zone 1828?
I would just add just one clarification. It's specific to the sidewalk installation, the roadway improvements, sewer
right.
And everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
just so it's not just limited. So.
On Jimtown Road.
Yeah.
I said the.
I don't know if I should wait till it stops the siren.
Yeah, apparently.
No, Mr. Ross made a statement that the public hearing is limited to whether or not sidewalks should be in by May 22, 2018, and I just made the clarifying statement that it's not just sidewalks, it's the roadway improvements in the sewer and that sort of thing. And he said on Jimtown Road, and that's correct.
So it's about the timing.
Yeah, that's all. Is it about is the timing.
So anyone like to speak in favor of the change in zone 1828? Anyone like to speak in opposition to change in zone 1828?
I got one. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Please come up. Do you have something you want to say, Walt?
Sorry. No. Go ahead. I didn't think there was anybody that was going to speak.
Yeah.
I would just have a question. Can wait.
Yeah, sure.
I would.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
I just need your name and address, and then you got the floor.
I'm Gay Allen of Swan Point, Maryland, but I have property in Jimtown.
Sure.
And I grew up in Jimtown. And I know many of you said you weren't here initially, so we've been on this journey a long time, back when it was initially Coastal Club. And from my perspective, and I know this is about the timeline, but I think this should be shared. It is a bit disappointing to know that initially when all of this started, and some of the persons have passed on, but many of us are still here, and we had a petition where we indicated that we didn't even want these so-called improvements. I mean, we don't need water, we have water, but somehow, I'm just, when I heard the story relayed to you all, it's like we didn't even exist. We've been there for over 200 years, and all of this was decided for us. So I just wanted to share, it's very disappointing to live in an area and grow up in an area and have decisions made for you when and your input seems not to have any impact.
I'm not so sure that, you know, that's exactly the story. And Mr. Robinson can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was disagreement by the residents on Jimtown Road. Some people did want the improvements, and some people did not want the improvements. So I'm not so sure it's fair to for your statement to say that your wishes have been ignored. I mean, it's just been a disagreement amongst the community on Jimtown Road as well as the complications that Mr. Fuquay articulated.
I'll clarify then.
Okay.
When we started initially with the petition, that petition sort of somehow got null and void, and we don't know how. We were all in agreement. Later, when what's the gentleman from First State Community Action, he completed a survey, and he stated it was inconclusive. But that survey was preceded by the petition, so we felt there was even no need for a survey, and many of us were disappointed, and most of the residents didn't even participate. So he said it was inconclusive. So somehow we got to this point where decisions were made and we got what most of us didn't want. And now we're talking about a timeline to get something done that we still don't want. So as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to do it at all. You can extend it for 200 years from now.
I understand where you're at.
But I do have three questions. So when you changed the district from planned community to planned district, will that establish the Development Coastal Club as a part of the county sewer district?
Well, we're not changing the, it is an RPC.
It is,
yes,
right now it's a
it's
part
RPC,
of the.
And we're not changing that. It's still an RPC.
Now, what you may be confusing is we're not even getting into that. I mean, because it's an RPC, it's a residential planned community, which is the Coastal Club. There's sewer districts all around the county, but the Planning and Zoning Commission doesn't have anything to do with sewer districts. That's all county engineering and county council.
They're having trouble hearing.
Yeah, all right. So the question was whether it's changing from an RPC. It's not changing from a residential planned community. The Coastal Club has been and always will be a residential planned community, which is something that's designated by our zoning code. So that's not changing.
So, and I heard you say this was solely about the timeline. So I will step aside for a moment and see if my sister Rosalind has any additional questions.
Okay, just so you understand, it's one trip per customer, okay? So, you know, if you have any other thoughts you want to share, because I can't allow you to come back.
Okay? Let me just answer. Ms. Cornwell will point out one thing that may, and I get this, may lead to confusion. It's a change in zone is the way the application's labeled.
And yes, that's what I had read.
Yeah,
so
no,
that's why I asked that
right,
question.
Right, right. And so that's only because that's the way it has to be advertised, because it was, and this is kind of getting technical, but the RPC is a zoning application, and that ordinance was approved, and to amend that ordinance, it has to be another zoning application. So they're not looking to change the zoning classification of the residential planning community or any of the development. It's just the way this has to be identified procedurally, because we're changing an ordinance. So I know it's technical, but it doesn't have any substantive meaning, if that means anything.
Okay, well, that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, I understand that.
I read it, and I drove 3 hours. I'm saying, wait a minute, they're getting ready to make some more changes.
No, we're not.
Let me have some input.
Yeah, no, there's no other changes. It's because we're amending a zoning ordinance regarding those two dates, basically, but it has to be identified as a change in zone because we're amending a zoning ordinance. That's all.
I just certainly wanted to share my disappointment. This has been quite interesting. But I'll step aside for a moment.
We would agree with that. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Rosalyn Allen Eccles, and I have interest in a property in Jimtown, Delaware. And I love the way Mr. Fuqua told the story. Most of you heard Mr. Fuqua's story, and he had dates. And I'm not going to do dates. I'm just going to do it as it happened. And the reason I'm going to do that is because the way it was presented is not the way it happened. And I'll just be clear.
Well, before we do that.
And as it relates to the timeline.
Okay, all right, because that's what we're dealing with.
Because that's what we're talking about here. So for people to make an informed decision, they have to know the truth. The truth of the matter is, when this all started back in 2003, Mike Miller, my relative, a cousin who lives in Jimtown, found out that Coastal Club wanted to engage the residents of Jimtown and asked them if they wanted services. Sewer, water, street lights, and sidewalks. The residents of Jimtown said no. Then it was presented to the county and they said if desired by the residents of Jimtown. We all had to agree that we wanted these services for the services to be put in place. Someone said there was a disagreement among the residents of Jimtown. When we first came here, as my sister has stated, we all signed a petition, which the county has and has had since 2003, 2004, 2007, for numerous years, stating that we did not want these services. When Mr. Bruce Wright got involved, which was a year or two ago, from First State Community Action, we still didn't want the services. There were maybe two or three more people who said, not sure. But the petition was already in play, and what the county had told us was that if desired, we all had to agree that we wanted the services. Since then, we have been railroaded as a people into having services that will cause people additional expenses. As my sister stated, we all have water, so we don't need water. So as it relates to the timeline, I don't see why they should be given an extension to give people something that they don't want.
I just want to be clear on something, because the record needs to reflect this. I think that your statement that the residents of Jimtown were railroaded into something that they don't want, I don't think that's accurate, because the county has tried to make a determination or try to find out what the residents of Jimtown want, and it's never been unanimous one way or the other.
It never had to be unanimous. That is the misnomer here. It never had to be unanimous by your own records. You have that. If you are looking at the records, you will see it stated if desired by the citizens of Jimtown, and we all had to agree that we wanted it.
I don't think it ever said that you all had to agree. That was what we were trying to find out.
No, it did say that. There was a letter from Mr. Key, who was the first person who was the developer on this property before the Shell Brothers became involved with Mr. Thompson. He wrote the letter. In the minutes for this whole application, it prefaced that letter as to what had to occur and why it had to occur. And it was in that letter that it stated if the citizens of Jimtown wanted it. Also, which people failed to mention, was the fact that there was an application submitted by the previous developer, Mr. Key, stating that he never wanted to have the citizens of Jimtown be forced into something that they didn't want. Nobody's mentioned that letter since I don't know when. The application that he put in. What happened that night was the majority of us had already signed the petition stating that we didn't want these services. And two people came in, Mike Brittingham, Cliff Gibbs, saying, not really sure. If your word is your bond, if you signed something, you voted, you said it, that should be it. The majority of people still didn't want it. Mr. Fuqua said, well, you can see that it isn't true that some of the people
want. Ms. Eccles, what does this have to do with the timing of the application? I mean, what it sounds
like. It all has to do with whether or not The timeline should be extended. Mr. Fuquay was given the opportunity to give you a history. Most of the people are not aware of the history. And history needs to be told in a fashion that people can make an informed decision, not Mr. Fuquay's word being the only history that people hear, because it is inaccurate. Mr. Fuquay was the attorney for Mr. Key when the application for removing those conditions were brought to the same body. I didn't hear him mention that tonight. Did anyone else hear that? It is important that people know that it was, we asked and they asked to have it removed, as stating that they didn't want to force us to have those conditions. Since then, we had found out that a portion of the land, when they came back to do the amendment to have the parcel of land where they were going to have it wasn't a pumping station. That's where they want to put that in Jimtown now. They were going to have an on-site facility. That has since been moved to Jimtown Road, a pumping station to Jimtown Road. First, we didn't want the lines installed. Now we're getting a pumping station for the affluent from 630 homes.
I appreciate you wanting to tell your side of the story, and I think that's fine. But the pumping station has nothing to do with this.
Because
we don't control where the sewer districts put their pumping station. It has nothing to do with the application. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing tonight.
If you want to
have a different timeline than Mr. Fuquay's, that's fine. But the pumping station is out of play.
The pumping station, you cannot put it in an AR1.
That's not the point of this public hearing. I'm giving you a lot of latitude, and I'm going to let you continue to do your timeline, but we have to stay on point, okay?
On point. There are certain things that are allowed by planning and zoning in different zones.
Pumping stations are allowed everywhere in the county.
According to the MRPC district, a pumping station is allowed. In your information online,
stations are allowed everywhere in the county. That's how the Sussex County Sewer operates, with pumping stations all over the county.
I'm just saying about the information that you have online. It doesn't say that. I'm sorry, I read. It doesn't say that. It only says it under the district. So, I'm saying, I don't understand. I'm sorry, what?
It occurred to me that the county's exempt from zoning anyway. So the county's pumping station, it wouldn't matter. But that's fine. You keep going.
No, I'm just saying. I read. And so the other thing is, when you're talking about a timeline for something that people have continuously decried and said, we do not want this in our town. The other thing that happened was they're talking about moving the roadway over. My ancestors have been there for 200 plus years. We now have a developer coming into our neighborhood telling us what we should have, how it's going to benefit us, like we are backward children. And for those people who feel uncomfortable hearing it, I feel uncomfortable having to say it. I don't understand.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm the chairman, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's just an inappropriate comment. I was here at the last public hearing where we considered the request to remove that condition, and there was not unanimous testimony. There was people on both sides of that issue. This county is not trying to force anything on anybody. There's an ordinance, which is law, that exists. That's the law of the county. Right now, the request is to extend the opportunity to put that at those road improvements in. Now, if you think that extension should not take place because you want it sooner, that's fine. If you want to say that extension should not take place because you're hoping it never happens, that's also fine. But comments that say that we're forcing you or treating you wrongly are inappropriate. I'm not going to allow that on either side of the discussion. Okay? So please, let's be civil. Let's stay on point about the time extension that we're talking about. Are you in favor of the time extension or opposed to the time extension?
I am being civil, Mr. Chairman. I am stating emphatically that I'm going to take my... I didn't notice anyone interrupting Mr. Fuqua. When you are in possession of the information that I'm imparting, I am saying that if any other individual... And it interrupts my train of thought. I am saying that the citizens of Jimtown never, and you keep stating something contrary, never had to agree. We didn't, if someone didn't agree to this, it wasn't supposed to occur. But the majority of us didn't agree. And you keep making it sound like we gave you an opportunity. Why aren't you discussing the petition? Why do you keep going back to, as a part of the timeline, why don't you say that that petition is valid and therefore there is no reason to extend a timeline because we never all had to agree that we wanted it. And the majority of people have continually told you that we did not want this. Now, if you want me to sound really nice about something happening to me as an individual that and my family that we never wanted to occur, then I think I would sound a lot happier and a lot jovial if you didn't do it.
Well, here's the issue, and it's a legal one. I mean, it is. It's a legal one. Wait.
Go ahead. Because I'm going to answer you
that's fine.
With the decision you already made. Go ahead.
It's a legal one. That ordinance was approved. So whether or not these improvements were going to occur, and whether or not the petition had relevance on how that ordinance was ultimately adopted, that's not what this commission is looking to decide tonight. That ordinance was approved. There was a time period for filing an appeal. No appeal was filed. That ordinance became final. So whether or not there was a petition or what role that played doesn't have any bearing on tonight's action. It's just whether or not we should have a time extension to May 22nd, 2018.
Well, I was talking about the history of it and the fact that the first ordinance that you approved said that we all had to agree that we wanted it and you used that letter, the first ordinance that you had, and that was a part of what you approved. Then you came back and did an amendment and came back and told us that we had to have it anyway. And we're still supposed to be happy, 2003 to 2017, that people came back. It was...
And there was no appeal taken from that ordinance. So it's a final act of Sussex County. So we have to live with it just like everybody in this room does that's affected by it.
Well, we don't have to live with it if you guys don't approve the timeline and just say that. And I even have a recording from Mr. Shell saying that Rosalind, and I've had it on my phone since he made it, that, you know, if you, we need to hear from you guys soon. And I told him that we had this petition that, or somebody is going to be on you next time you see us. The people will be on your road making these changes. We told him. Then there's a meeting in his office. That's the other thing, too. Half the people in our town aren't even receiving the mailings. That's why you only have a partial crowd here. And I don't know how that can be when everybody has the tax maps with the people's names and who owns the properties in Jimtown. So the other thing is you have this information and people are acting like, you know, you people had a chance to say, you people had a chance to say what you wanted to say to keep this from occurring. We've been saying it. We keep saying it. And Mr. Fuqua was the person who came back and tried to amend it to say we didn't have to have it. When he was working with Mr. Key, I'm saying now, we don't want it. We've never wanted it. The majority of us, it doesn't have to be unanimous. You guys vote 2-3, 5, whatever. It's majority rules. Why can't that be for the citizens of Jimtown? Why can't we be treated like citizens and not have something forced on us when you can read it for yourself that the majority of us have never wanted it. You acted on some information that was a part of the record. I hope people who weren't here go back and read it, where Mr. Bruce Wright said it was inconclusive. Mr. Mike Miller, during that hearing, said he voted more than once. I don't understand how you can continue to force us to have, and I'm saying your body, and you've already made a date to send it to County Council. There's already a date. Like, it's a foregone conclusion. It goes from here to County Council.
It goes there regardless. It goes there whether we recommend denial or whether we recommend approval. It goes to County Council, and that's why we schedule that automatically to keep things going forward. You know, it's going to go to County Council anyway, no matter what we recommend. Here's what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you. Okay?
I'm against the timeline. I want it canceled. I want the whole project halted. I don't think that they deserve to do that to our town. I don't think that people should come from outside of our town. We've been there for 200 years. We are a community that was established by free African Americans and Native Americans. We have people coming from outside of our community telling us this is what is good for you. Moving the roadway over 6 feet. Nobody was ever informed of that during any of your county council meetings, during any of the planning and zoning meetings. Then a meeting is scheduled at Mr. Shell's office. Everyone, Mr. Wheatley and yourself, have seen me here. I didn't even receive notice of that meeting. And you know that I was the spokesperson for our community and still am the spokesperson for the majority of the people in the town. I wasn't invited to that meeting. I was told by Mr. Shell, you talk about being polite, he wasn't going to listen to me. I don't even know why we would have a meeting in a private contractor's office. This is a public house. This is a public meeting. They should not be in control of what is going to occur to our town. Now, I came here, I had something to say, and I was determined to say it, and I'm being respectful. If there is anger in my voice, it is rightly vented because it should never have gotten to this point from 2003 to now. And the information that I gave you about the petition, the information I gave you about Mr. Fuqua coming back in asking for the petition to be amended to take it off of the agenda, none of that was presented tonight in his soliloquy about what happened and the timeline for this whole thing. And some of you never would have known that. Some of you never would have known when you came to the church and there was almost a fight that broke out and we did not vote that night, but the way he made it sound was like we had a vote that night. We didn't. And people didn't participate with Mr. Wright because they wanted the petition upheld, which we came back and told you again. And yet and still, we have been ignored. There should be no timeline on this because there should be no project in this town of people who are citizens of this county and this state. I would like this timeline to not be extended and to be voided. That's what I would like. And I'm not just speaking for myself. I'm speaking for the other people who couldn't come here tonight, who didn't receive a notice, Barbara Harmon, Tim Harmon, and the others who couldn't make it because of short notice when they saw this thing come up. Marin Selby, this is not right. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Ms. Cornwell, the public hearing from the council is when?
October 24th.
Okay, so I don't know who gets mailed what, but the public hearing for the council, which is a second swing at this issue, is October 24th, and is there a time?
All the public hearings before county council begin at 1:30 p.m.
1:30 in the afternoon, so at least that much we can send your way. Is there, yes, sir, please. I pardon. You have to come forward, sir. I apologize for making you walk the distance, but for the record, for the record, we need your name and.
My name is Dennis Moore. She named a lot of people that didn't get notices.
Are they listed on the?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing, because it goes by the tax record.
She said that they are a few minutes ago, I believe.
Yeah.
So. It seems to be that there's a gap if there's people who have property that live in an area that's not getting notices. Not only that, if they're not getting a notice at the proper time to come to these meetings, that needs to be considered, and it needs to be something that needs to be done about that.
I can assure you we'll take a look at that, because if there's a notice issue, then that's a problem.
I agree.
So we'll go
because
back.
My wife, we live in Swan Park, Maryland.
Yeah.
And she just got a notice. A very short notice.
Yeah, well, there's a legal notice form that goes out to everybody on any zoning application, so that's consistent with how the county does it, and then it's advertised in the newspapers.
We did receive at least 3 mail returns that came back, and those are in the file, and we've got copies of the legal ad that ran in the newspapers.
But what I'm saying to you, if those people have property in the area, they still live in the area, some don't, and a couple of people she named that I know, and they're not getting a notice at all, then, of course, you would see less people here.
Well, and the issue is just that if they live there, but they don't, see, we don't have any records of who lives there. It's who's on the title to the property. So the notices go out based on what the tax records say. So if it's somebody who lives there or staying there or whatever, they wouldn't get noticed because they're not going to be on the county's tax record. It goes to whoever the, like in your case, I guess you all own the property, and the tax bill goes to where you live in Maryland. That's where the notice gets mailed. But if somebody's living in your house or staying there or whatever on your property, they wouldn't get noticed because they wouldn't show up on the county's tax rolls. So, but we'll go back and check to make sure that the records are correct.
And one other
thing.
An
important point.
I'm not as involved as my wife and my sister-in-law. But she did name a person a few minutes ago, and excuse me because I don't know all the facts, that it appears that whomever the person he was talking about earlier had a letter that was sent, and it sounds like you all may be aware of it, and no one has taken the time to either read it, or they either are bypassing the information about not forcing people to have that system that she's talking about. If that's the case, you all need to read that. And if that's the case, why was it not considered?
I assure you we considered everything in the record, but to be honest with you, and I'm being very honest with you, throughout this process, the time that I've been on the commission, we've gotten conflicting opinions from the people in Jimtown Road in public testimony and throughout. And so we're just sitting here trying to figure it out. Now, I understand that there's at least a group of you folks here tonight that don't agree with the decision that said, yes, we're going to do these improvements. I understand you don't agree with that. And I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, that's your right to disagree with that decision, but that decision's made.
I agree that there was a conflict. I did come once, many years ago, but from what my understanding is, there are more people who don't want it than do want it. So if you're looking at that, and if you're sitting here and you're making a decision and 4 people said no and 6 people say yes, then the 6 people win.
Well, I don't know. I mean, whatever logic there was behind it, what I'm saying is that decision's been made. And we're not here to discuss or reverse or revisit the decision to do the improvements. That decision has been made. Now the decision is, when are those improvements going to take place?
Well, my question to you, sir, is before we got to that point here, and like I said, I'm not as up on it as everybody else. It seems like, from my understanding, that everything that's taken place has just been pushed aside. I don't know all the facts, but I've talked to my wife a little bit about it. Now, if that's the case where the people in the community has to make a decision and you have 22 people, I'm just using that number, 22 people as an example, to say, okay, we want it, and you have 8 people to say no, where's the biggest part of the decision? It relies on that 22 as opposed to the 8. So if you're making your decision based on that, then it shouldn't be.
Well, that's the issue, sir. That's not how zoning decisions are made. And I know it seems very counter to what we all have inside us as a street corner sense of justice that the majority should rule all the time. The fact of the matter is the zoning decisions are made based on the zoning code rules that have been adopted. And you, I know that you feel, and you are, a very unique, defined community, but you're inside of a larger community. And that's what we're charged with looking at. You know, if we made every decision based on who shows up at a meeting and says they want something or don't want something, nothing would ever get built. Because there are always, you know, in these cases that we hear for new developments and so on, there are always folks who don't want to see things happen. So, you know, it's difficult because in your particular instance, I understand what you're saying because your group is active. I was here for the whole thing, and we heard all of it. And we're looking at the big picture, so to speak, trying to do what's best for Sussex County and, you know, make the best decision we can make. And we know that sometimes it makes groups of people unhappy. And I think that's the situation we find ourselves in here. At where we are today is the decision was made a long time ago for this to happen. This is happening. The only question we're here to talk about tonight is when it's going to happen. There isn't anything that we can do from a legal standpoint to reverse a decision that's been made. We make a recommendation to County Council, and then County Council will make a final decision. You will have that opportunity to, you know, put your feelings and your thoughts on record again there, and I would encourage you to do it because it's your right to do that, okay? Whether or not it'll make a difference remains to be seen, but at the end of the day, that decision to do this work has been made, and that's not what we're here to decide tonight. We're here to decide timeline as to when it's going to happen. I know this isn't what you want to hear, but I'm trying to tell you the truth the best as I understand it.
So. Well, again, I thank you for the opportunity to let me speak, but I wanted to say to you all that if that's the case in terms of the people not showing up, and she made it name people that she knows is not getting letters, and not only that.
That's wrong. If they're not, that's wrong. Yeah. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that, and that's something that I have had a great concern about.
Because they need to be
always
aware of what's going on.
I couldn't agree with you more. The process is that whoever's name is on the deed, whoever's name is on the tax roll, that's who gets the letter. Okay, that's where the letter goes. If the property owner lives at the address of the property, then that person will get the letter. If somebody else owns that property, then the letter is going to go to that person. They might live in another state. And the person who lives there doesn't get the notice is what happens, and there's really no way around that because that's who we notify as the property owners, but you're right, and I think that is something that that the office will see to.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. You can pull that mic right down. There you go.
Good evening. My name is Lucinda H. Allen. I am a resident of Jimtown. I have been a resident of Jimtown for about 70 years. I married someone from Jim that was about a third generation of Jimtown. But I And I want to commend people from the Coastal Club and wish them the best, but I want them to stay out of Jimtown. I just don't want them to have any parts of Jimtown and leave our community. Let me die in peace the rest of my, I'm 90 years old, almost 91. I just want to live there and die in peace without them coming and moving the road up toward my hedges. I want them to be like they were when my husband put them there when we were first married over 70 years ago. I want them everything to stay like it has been for years, and I commend them to stay where they are and let me alone and let me die in peace and leave Jimtown alone. Good evening.
Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Wheatley?
I have one other question for the applicant.
Mr. Fuqua?
Or one of your experts. The work that's left to be done, is an 8-month time frame realistic for its completion?
I ask that very question of all my people right before this meeting, and I was told it is. Mr. Horsey is nodding his head affirmatively. He's the one who will be in the field.
Yes. Bobby Horsey, Laurel, Delaware contractor. Yes, the project's around a six and a half month duration, but going into wintertime, it will be done by the 1st of May.
And you're the project manager?
All right, then. Yes. You've been asked, because I never want to see you all in here again.
Well, I sort of scared them. I told them that we need to come back next year and ask for another extension, but they didn't like that.
I dare you.
And I have this Preston Shell with the applicant. That's assuming there's no obstructions or other impediments to constructing this work.
And I get that 100%. And part of the whole problem with this whole process from day one has been how things have been allowed to let go, let slide, fall back. County takes forever to make a decision. And the clock is running, everybody's clock is running the whole time. And we've contributed to that confusion. So I absolutely understand that exception. But I just think that everyone over here has had enough of this. It needs to get finished. Okay? So understanding that if we, this government, or some other government throws a roadblock, I get that part, okay? But just want to make sure you've got enough time to do it, because I really, we need to be done with this.
And Mr. Wheatley, I was actually referring to possible impediments to his activities on site.
Yes.
Like if you actually drive that road, there are a number of obstructions that he will have to deal with, and that'll be not just from a construction standpoint, it'll be from a working with the neighbors, discussing with them, where would you like your mailbox moved, how would you like that to take place, how about this fence here, what about this landscaping. And I'm concerned, as you can see from the response from some of the residents that have a stakeholder interest in that area, that the level of cooperation may be such that it slows him down. And I'm worried that if that happens, the last thing I want to have to do is come back in front of you. So, quite frankly, I would prefer if the ordinance said something like, you have to get started within 3 days of October 1st, which is the day we can get started. But the last thing I want to do is have to make an application in late April, early May, because he's run into a number of problems that are difficult to solve and hasn't been able to complete the work.
Do we know what those problems are, or do we know?
I don't know about anything specific.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate what you're saying, and if someone does something to unduly obstruct you, we'll have to deal with that. But I'm going to rely on the better angels of all the folks who live in that area, and I'm going to ask them to do something that I know is very difficult to do, when you have fought for something you really believe in. But I'm going to ask that if County Council does in fact move ahead with this, because you all understand we're making a recommendation. We don't make the final decision. We're making a recommendation. And I'm only one of five, but I will tell you that I think under the circumstances and based on where we are today, that I feel that the best thing we can do is to get this done as quickly and easily as possible. And I'm going to appeal to those of you who are involved to help make that happen. Now, certainly if you're on the record with your concerns and if you have those kinds of issues, then I can understand why you might have to come back, but I certainly hope not, because I really don't want to see you back here on this. So if we can possibly help.
And Mr. Wheeler, just to reiterate what you just said, it is our intention to start this immediately on October 1st, to have it completed by May 22nd of next year. And again, there are unknowns. And if something does come up, I can't say we could never come back, because an unknown could happen. I don't know what it would be. So, but well, obviously, that's not our intent.
Is the ordinance date and timeline specific in
yes.
the ordinance? So we can't really.
Well, they've applied for. I mean, that's for the May.
We applied for 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year, right.
From when?
From May 22nd.
Yeah, May 22nd. So.
So well, again, I would say I don't think you need to do it.
We're
going to try to have it done by then. Right. If we have to deal with that, we'll deal with it.
Okay. I suggest you do.
Fair enough.
Any other questions by members of the commission? No second threat, ma'am. Ms. Walls?
None for me, thanks.
Mr. Williams?
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks.
Okay. Ma'am, one trip to the customer.
He made an appeal to us. Can I respond to his appeal?
I'm not going to do that because this will never end. You have another opportunity. County Council.
I don't know what it is when they say it. I don't know what this looks like. I have to.
Okay, let me just say one other thing. I don't know if you were here earlier. We had an earlier application. There's a lobby right out there. When this meeting is over, all of you go out there and talk to each other like civil people. And understand that this is going to happen. That decision's been made. And both of you have to deal with that reality, okay? Now, if you want to continue with the contention and so on, you can certainly do that. Or you can just work together to get the best outcome you can get under the circumstances that you have. That's all I can tell you. That's what I'm going to ask you to do, is to just find a way to do this, because what we're engaging in here now isn't benefiting anyone. Now, County Council has a final word on that, and I'm only one of five, and I've talked way too much, so I'm going to be quiet now.
I understand the passion of everybody's side. We're going to close the public hearing. I don't think we're likely to make a decision tonight, so there's no need to mislead you. But you're welcome to hang around and see if we do, and you're welcome to call the office in the morning if you like.
Mr. Ross, if you think there's going to be a motion to defer, just let's go ahead and make the motion now, just if you all think you need. Well, and I think we need more time, because we need to look into whether the notices went out correctly.
I did listen, and I agree, and that's why as a chairman, I would recommend that we defer.
Yeah,
I think
you need to, because the notice issue is important. If that didn't happen the right way, yeah. then
we may have to hold another public hearing.
We have a problem.
Typically, we don't do this, but we'll break with our protocol a little bit, and I would entertain a motion to defer action on this if someone was so inclined.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on change of zone number 1828 Coastal Club to give our council time to investigate the notice issues and for the commission to consider the testimony presented this evening.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on change of zone 1828 Coastal Club. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. All right. I think that